The big question, why is the price of gold going higher and higher?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're asking the big question this morning, and it centers around gold, which set a record high at just under $1,328 an ounce overnight. But the thrust of what we're talking about isn't just what the precious metal is trading at. It's about what its high price is telling us about currencies, about trade. Dennis Gartman is an expert in commodities and publisher of the Gartman Letter. He's with us live from Norfolk, Virginia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Why is gold so sky high right now?
Well, the easy thing is to say that their buyers are of a more aggressive nature than the sellers, but the reality is gold's going up because of uncertainties over trade. Gold's going up because of uncertainties over governmental action. Gold's going up because of the fact that gold has become the third reservable currency of the world. People have lost interest in or confidence in the U.S. dollar. They've lost confidence in the euro. They've lost confidence in the British pound sterling. They're losing confidence in almost every currency as one nation after another attempts to beggar its trade neighbors by devaluing its own currency. So money is flowing to where it feels reasonably safe, and for the time being, that's gold.
Devaluing currency. All right, well, so we had the Bank of Japan overnight knocking its interest rate down to near zero, and that country is trying to weaken the yen.
Yes.
To make Japanese exports less expensive. I mean, we've seen the same thing with China. Is this a currency tactic that works?
Well, actually, history shows that when you devalue your currency, any gains that you make in trade are relatively ephemeral in nature. And think about the signal that you're sending to potential buyers of your goods, that if you're going to devalue your currency this week, will you devalue it next week? Will you devalue it next month? Will you devalue it a year from now?
Yeah, when does it stop? So
when does it stop?
Are we headed for a trade war, Dennis, quickly?
I'm fearful that we are. That seems to be the tenor of the times. Perhaps it's nothing more than the run-up to the elections, but we do have people, both Republicans and Democrats, waving the flags of trade protection, and that I find worrisome, and I think the capital markets find that worrisome.
All right. Dennis Gartman, publisher of the Gartman Letter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That move, by the way, by the Bank of Japan's got markets around the world higher. Asia was up 1.5%. European shares are up 0.5% or more at the moment. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost a little ground, shedding 78 points to close at 10,751.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. By Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at NovoNordisk-US.com. And by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com.
The French rogue trader Jerome Kerviol has been found guilty of one of the biggest trading frauds in history. Kerviol amassed a multi-billion-dollar loss at the French bank Societe Generale in 2008. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Kerviol was convicted of using fraud and forgery to hide unauthorized and highly risky trades. He lost his bank $6.8 billion in the process. But his sentence, handed down today by a Paris court, may seem even more extraordinary. Kerviol has been ordered to repay the lost billions, something he clearly won't do on his current salary of $3,000 a month. Kerviol will serve just 3 years in jail. Not quite the 150 years Bernie Madoff received, but they do things differently in France. Sophie Pedder of The Economist magazine says most French people feel Kerviol has been punished too harshly.
He's not seen as somebody who was defrauding other people of money, nor of putting money in his own pocket. It was abusing a system, which I think the French thought was an outrageous system in the first place. That's the sort of great casino gambling of the banks.
Kerviol's lawyers said today the former trader will file an appeal. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
If you happen to be in Orlando, Florida today, you can get into a theme park for free, not Disney World or SeaWorld. A Christian attraction called the Holy Land Experience. The park's giving away tickets for a very worldly purpose, and it all has to do with taxes. From Station WMFE in Orlando, Judith Smelser explains.
Orlando's Holy Land experience is not your usual theme park. Instead of roller coasters, there are religious artifacts and a recreation of Israel in biblical times. Instead of Mickey Mouse and Harry Potter, guests take pictures with Bible characters, including Jesus himself. The park is all about bringing the Bible to life with live performances.
This whole area here is where we do the recreation of the crucifixion of Jesus.
Jane Wilcox is the park's guest services supervisor.
And they nail him to that cross, and he hangs there for probably about 5 minutes.
The show is very dramatic, even downright gory at times. It also feels remarkably like a church service, complete with prayers and preaching. Holy Land says that means it should get the same property tax exemption that more traditional churches get in Florida. But when the park opened in 2001, local property appraiser Bill Donegan took issue with that logic.
Many religious organizations do a lot of work other than just hold services. They have senior programs, they have programs for the needy, they do a lot of community work that otherwise the state would have to do themselves.
And he says the Holy Land experience doesn't do those things.
We felt that the Holy Land, although religious, was not a religious exemption.
Donegan went to court with his argument, but the state legislature passed a special law to make sure the Holy Land kept its tax break, but with one catch. For one day each year, the park has to waive its $35 admission fee. And this year, today's the day when guests can see their religious beliefs come to life for free. For the local county, though, all that inspiration comes at a cost, more than $300,000 a year in property taxes. In Orlando, I'm Judith Smeltzer for Marketplace.
And finally, researchers in Canada and the United States have done a study on tennis grunting. You've heard those noises from the tennis court before. Yeah, the researchers say the grunt actually masks the noise of the ball hitting the racket, so the opponent can't judge the ball's velocity and spin. And with yesterday's announcement that the upcoming Australian Open will pay out a record $24 million, well, each grunt becomes more lucrative. And that kind of money can buy you a lot of throat lozenges. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.